The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
There's so many things to be excited about with our Falcons, and we are. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Our team's winning. We're in the hunt. It looks like we're going to win our division, which means we would host a playoff game, which we haven't done in a long time. But there is one elephant in the room, Mike, that we need to address. And that is Matthew Judon. I am challenging Matthew Judon to step his game up. Mike, whatever we've seen from him is not what we expected. And now we're 8 weeks in. Mike Bell, you tell me, what do we need to do? The trade deadline is November 5th, guys. Mm. We saw the Chiefs today go out and acquire Joshua Uche. Right. 1 year deal he signed with the Patriots, $3 million. So basically, he's going to be a free agent at the end of this season. Chiefs traded for him for a 6-round pick. They are adding to whatever they already have with a very good Chris Jones and that defensive front. Mike, they're all in. They're saying, hey, we need help and we're going to go get it. What are we doing, and what is Matthew Judon doing?
Yeah, we've got to find some because we're just not getting there, guys. I believe our blitz rate, we're blitzing at about 25, I think we're the 24th most as far as blitzing attempts. So we're not actually, you know, changing our philosophy. We're trying to get there with the down lineman and, you know, and the OLB who's supposed to be out there getting it done. Judon's just not getting there. 1.5 sacks. He's not making the guys around him better. Ebikadi is – now, here's what I want to talk to Coach Rob about. Why did Ebikadi have 6 sacks last year, but he can't get any traction, you know, in a Jimmy Lake offense, Jimmy Lake defense, I should say? And you really don't have any other guys to work with. I mean, you get Dorless, you could get him some reps. And it looks like Rukoroho, we're waiting to find out how bad he is. It looked like he really jammed up his ankle yesterday. Do you start to make some phone calls and say, look, we've got to find this elsewhere? Za'Darius Smith from the Browns, Ojulari from the Giants. I mean, guys, they're all going to get snapped up. Now, I don't know if the Giants are going to move, but they do have 2 edge rushes with Kayvon Thibodeau and with Brian Burns. Are the Browns going to try to feel they can make a run? See, that's the thing. Who's willing to start shopping their guys? Max Crosby's not an option, guys. That's not happening. I don't believe Myles Garrett is either, unless you're coming with a first-rounder.
I agree. And by the way,
we got to do something.
Well, Root gets hurt yesterday, and this is just part of the discussion about the pass rush, but no update on him with the ankle. Mike, when you start talking about the leaders, right, you said maybe Dexter Lawrence. He has 9 sacks for the Giants. Are the Giants sellers? Are they going to be – if they lose to the Steelers tonight, right, are they sellers at this point where they say, all right, you know what, we got to start acquiring assets and we're looking forward to next year? I don't know. Will McDonald and the Jets aren't going anywhere. He's got 8 sacks. Aiden Hutchinson has been on the shelf. He's still got 7.5 sacks in his 3rd in the league, and he hadn't played in 2 weeks. I mean, here's the deal.
Arden Key?
Yes, that's a possibility.
Chase Young, but I don't know if the Saints are doing a deal with us, but Chase Young, prorated, it's what was 1 year, $13 million deal he signed out in New Orleans.
Yeah, and see, I'm not enamored by Chase. I'm just not.
Me neither.
I don't think that he gets the job done. Here's what I want. I want Matthew Judon to start making plays, and I'm not talking about what he's been doing. I'm talking about getting to the quarterback. Mike, his get-off, his quick twitch, and all that stuff that we thought, hey, he's going to be a dog and all that. It has. I haven't seen enough of it. And somebody asked me this real quick. They said, Dukes, is he a bust? No. He's still involved and he's being active, but just not getting home. And so we say, wait, didn't we go hire this guy? Because that's what we did, right? Mm-hmm. We hired him to do this job, and Mike said it. He's being double-teamed. Guys, all the good players get double-teamed. That's just a part of it. But he's going to, at some point, have to have a breakout game, and I'm hoping it's Sunday.
And sitting from where I was sitting, he also gets kind of enveloped by some of the bigger tackles. And obviously, you know, when he's up against Wirfs, that's a man-sized tackle. But it just seems to me that maybe the Patriots just knew there was nothing left in the tank. And sometimes, guys, they fall off a cliff. I hope that's not the case. But you've got to scheme him up. You've got to do something. We've got to blitz more. I mean, I know that we've got a great secondary. They've shown the ability to make plays as they did this weekend. And Baker Mayfield, guys, you could thank him for throwing some – I mean, like, he threw the ball where he didn't think our guys could make plays, and they did. Jesse Bates stole one. A.J. Terrell made this unbelievable diving catch at the 6. But Baker had all the time in the world most of that afternoon, 50 dropbacks and not 1 sack.
How do you feel? 404-726-0929. And I don't want to put sole blame – I'm not doing that – about why we lost last week or what the – here's what I'm telling you. This is an area we need to improve in. And we went and got a guy that we thought we were going to be able to improve in it. The secondary is better. You know why? We invested in Jesse Bates. We improved. We went and got Justin Simmons. Now, he's been dealing with the hammy. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, you invest in these guys and you make these deals, this is what you do it for. Judon comes in and we say, okay, look, the pass rush is going to be better. And it hasn't. He's got to play better, Mike, and that's just where I'm at with this.
And I know that, by the way, see, the other thing is we're not the only guys that are out there looking for somebody because the Lions are still talking about all those names I just mentioned. The Lions have been linked to those guys. I know a guy's got 2.5 sacks.
Who's that?
Jared Verse.
Come on.
One forced fumble.
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is. They were locked in on Penix, but it was the question, and it was something that I know that not everybody who was going to be drafted in that first round, the other NFL teams didn't think Leitu Latu, as D-Led would say, was going to be worth drafting where we were selecting. But, you know, Verse is having a pretty good season for a rookie.
Well, listen, even when you go back, what was it, 2 years ago with Will Anderson, mm-hmm. right? But Will Anderson was a better player. We talked about this. This was just not a great edge rush class. This year, this spring, will be much better. But with that said, I just want somebody, if we were going to do a deal, Mike, and again, it doesn't have to be a splash. I'm not all caught up in that. I am simply saying, give me a rotational guy, some of the names Mike has mentioned, that can come in here and, in addition to what we have, add some value and get some sacks. I just feel like we're not getting enough from Judon right now.
The other thing about Judon, and it was kind of funny, I said wide receiver, it was actually Rashad White. It was running back. There was a sequence, and we've seen this in this kind of defense. Remember Dan Quinn used to run, remember it would be Vic Beasley dropping back into coverage. Well, Judon was actually going step for step with Rashad White and
running with him.
Got his hand up, and luckily Baker Mayfield couldn't make the throw. So that was one of those unexpected moments, but not exactly what we're expecting out of Matthew Judon, to your point.
All right, 404-726-0929. Coming up, we'll give you a chance to win tickets to Winterfest, the all-white affair. We've been telling you about it. It's going down December 20th, 8 o'clock at State Farm Arena. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, so we're in the stadium, and I got to be honest, from where I was sitting, and we saw the replay on the big screen, it looked like the Kyle Pitts touchdown was a fumble.
Yeah.
Like what it looked like on TV, we found out later that there was no pylon cam, even though you got Greg Olsen is technically the second team for Fox. They didn't pack the pylon cam from L.A. when Fox came east.
It makes no sense. The NFL, now look, it turned out good for us. It turned out great for us.
They couldn't overrule it because the ruling on the field was a touchdown.
They couldn't see it, but there should never be a game in the National Football League with all the money they're making where there's not camera availability. Come on. That you go to these games, and I'm telling you, some of these producer friends of mine, man, I'm like, how many cameras y'all got? Oh, we got 40 cameras in the stadium tonight. What? There's not an angle, Mike, that you can't miss. And in a game on a Sunday afternoon, it just made no sense. But either way, I'm glad it played out the way it did. By the way, Kyle Pitts is going to be the player guest tonight for the Coach's Show, which starts at 6 o'clock. We are done early. Wednesday, we'll be up at Flowery Branch. Make sure you tune in for that as we'll talk to Coach Ra and have a variety of guests. You never know who's going to stop by on those Wednesdays. But Kyle Pitts is going to be the player guest. Let me ask you, is that of course, it's a learning lesson. Teachable moment? How do you look at that?
Well, I mean, I'm going around with our buddy Eddie, who's like, you guys finally getting off his back? Yeah, he's doing his job.
Ooh, Kyle Pitts, he caught two yesterday. That's all I want.
That's, again, guys, you're soft. When we say, Kyle Pitts, do your job, oh, you guys are being mean. Yeah, I know we had two bumps thrown, but he also was banged up for one of those years.
He was.
That's not on the quarterback's fault that he can't run or do his job. At the end of the day, guys, some of you guys are so friggin' soft. Some of you guys, we get on an athlete, oh, stop. He's doing his job. We're giving him praise. But leaving the ball there at the goal line was dumb. Okay? That's when the offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, says he's got to be more detail-oriented. That's code for don't do that stuff. Come on, discipline, man. Finish the play. You want to argue with me about it? Argue with Randy McMichael. He tweeted yesterday, finish the play.
You got to finish. No, I don't disagree. And by the way, when I live, it looked like he did. He was in there, right? And they're like, oh, wait a minute. I'm like, are you kidding me? Don't tell me this thing got stripped out of his hands.
Right.
You know how you avoid that? You run through the goal line. There's no question.
Right.
You run full speed through it, and you get there, and then you can clown and dance and do whatever the hell you want to do. You can dirty bird, whatever you want to do, but you got to run through that.